ring is, Emma. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum returned to Pine Ridge yesterday, alive and well, much to Abner's surprise. After deciding to leave forever, Lum changed his mind and came back determined to make a big success of himself. And his method of attaining this is to put in a motion picture theater. However, Abner, thinking that Lum had committed suicide, gave all of Lum's belongings away and rented his house to the widow Jessup. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in there and shot them down store and library.
Granny, if a fellow can't go away for 5 minutes without his best friend giving all his belongings away, even his house.
Now, Lum, you was gone longer than 5 minutes. You was away from here for a month now a week.
Can't turn your back but what your own partner double-crosses you.
I wish you'd stop saying that.
And all them fine friends of mine racing over here to grab up all my possessions. You'd think there's a flock of vultures instead of human people.
Well, I told you we all figured that you'd sure enough suicided yourself.
But nobody waited to find that out for sure, though. Oh, no. Everybody was grieving for me. But they must have fell over one another trying to grab up the belongings.
Lum, I was just trying to do what I knowed you would have wanted did with your things. I knowed you was the thoughtiest one fella that ever drawed breath. Just ask Grandpappy Spears if that wasn't exactly what I said about you.
Well, you needn't to be so anxious to do it, though.
Well, I never seen no sense in waiting around no longer, Lum.
If that weren't a fine reception to come home to.
Huh?
Here I was bringing the best one idea I've ever studied up with me. Ready for a Pine Ridge picture show. And what'd I find? Find everything I own's been give away.
Well, now, Lum.
A fine thing. Here I am, a big moving picture executive, and I ain't even got a house to live in. Ain't got nothing.
Well, now, folks are starting to bring your things back, Lum. Mousy Gray brought your hat back this morning. Caleb Weehawk brought back your rocking chair.
Yeah, but look at the thing. All painted green.
Yeah, well, Caleb wanted to put it on his front porch to where he could rock in it of a Sunday afternoon, so naturally he had to paint it green to match your swing, Lum.
Look at it there. That ain't a sight. A green rocking chair. You can't set comfort in a green rocking chair.
Now, how can the color of it affect the comfort of it, Lum?
I don't know. Green's restful to your eyes, but that's all.
Huh?
It just ain't comfort that way.
Well, Caleb appeared to think it was comfort painted this oil.
Oh, well, Caleb ain't got the feel for rocking chairs.
The feel?
He could be comfort sitting on that anvil over his place, or the bellows.
Yeah, he does sit on that anvil lock. They ain't got no rockers on it, though.
You gotta have a fella that has a feel for such things before he actually understands rocking chairs.
You do, huh?
Now, there's no way, two ways about it. Caleb has ruined that chair for me.
Well, I'm just sorrowful I done what I did, Lum. I was just trying to do the right thing. All I was doing.
Granny's most moving picture executive owns big mansions with swimming pools and golf courses and tennis fields and I don't know what all. Here, I don't even own a house. Ain't got a roof over my head.
You still own your house, Lum?
Well, I might just as well not, though. Not with the widow Jessup and her whole tribe of youngs parked in there. Couldn't drive them out of there with a stick of dynamite.
All you got to do is just go over there and tell them to get out.
Now, that's just plain crazy talk, Abner, and you know it is.
Huh?
I went over there twice yesterday afternoon and once today and it never done a speck of good.
Yeah, but you admit yourself, Lum, you never told them to get out.
Well, that's something you just can't look a woman right square in the face and tell her. Not even when the woman's with her Jessup.
You can't, huh?
Now, how Squire Skimp can run people out of his houses when they don't pay their rent, there's more than I can figure out.
Well, I believe he must have taken up that work when he was younger, Lum. Just sort of made a study out of it, I believe.
Of course, I still say you're the one that ought to get the widow Jessup out of there.
Me?
Yes, sir. You was the one that put her in there, so you ought to get her out.
Well, Lum, I did go over there.
Yeah, but you never talked to the widow.
I never had a chance. That oldest boy of hers picked me up by the seat of the pants and towed me right out of the place.
You oughtn't to let him do that, though.
Huh?
He's but 16 year old, I don't think.
Yeah, he's strong for his age, though, that boy, Lum. Got all kinds of muscle. You admit yourself that you was kind of scared of them when you went over there.
I never said I was scared of them.
You said the last time you went over there, he stood in the doorway so that you couldn't get inside. That's what you said.
Well, he was standing there. That ain't no sign I was scared of him, though.
Well, why didn't you just shove him to one side and walk in then?
Because I never wanted to hurt him.
Hurt him?
I don't want to be a bully.
Oh.
After all, he ain't but 16.
Yeah, well, I don't believe you'd hurt him much long. Besides, it might have did him some good, be a lesson to him.
Yeah, but I just didn't want to take a chance. Special not right now, because this is National Safety Week.
Huh?
I read an article about that in the paper this morning.
Well?
We're all supposed to be extra careful this year and not cause no accidents.
Well, that wouldn't be no accident. You'd be shoving him on a purpose.
It don't matter whether it's done on a purpose or by accident. We ain't supposed to hurt nobody during this national safety campaign.
Oh.
We gotta save manpower for war power. That's what it said in the article.
Well, just the same, I think you could have tripped him a little bit and just told the widow Jessup to pack up and get out of there.
Well, why don't you go over there and trip him?
Why?
It's your idea, now let's see you do it.
Oh. Come to think of it, Lord, maybe I oughtn't to do nothing again that national safety campaign either. I don't want to get arrested. No, maybe I better... Wait a minute. Believe that's all right. I'll get it.
Randy, I was anxious to get started on this picture show idea of mine, and now I got to monkey around and get my own house back.
Got him down to the library, having a Peabody doing the talking. Yeah, he's here. Who's this talking? Oh, just a minute. Uncle Henry Lunsford, Lord. Reckon what he wants with you now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I told him to go over and undispossess the widow. The town marshal's got power to do that, I think.
Oh, sure. That's a good idea. Make it look old-fashioned that way.
Here, let me have it.
Yeah.
Turn loose of the reason.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, Uncle Henry. How'd you make out? Oh. Oh, I see.
Clearly going to hurt that big boy.
30 days, huh?
Can't see him.
Well, yeah, but...
So it is.
Yeah, he is kind of strong for his age, I reckon. Did you show him your badge? Uh-huh. Well, you can get another.
Uh-oh.
Well, much obliged for trying anyways, Uncle Henry.
That boy might be the constable over now.
Uh-huh. All right. Goodbye.
Couldn't get him out neither, huh?
No, he says they claim they rented the place and that nobody can throw him out till 30 days is up.
30 days?
Yeah, he says they claim we ain't got no contract that says they got to pay the rent in advance, so they can stay there till the rent's due at the end of the month, and then it's when they, if they don't pay, why, we got a legal right to throw them out.
Well, that's good news anyway, Long. That's good news.
Yeah, but I don't want to wait a whole month to get back to my own house.
No.
To get back there right now.
Yeah, natural.
They'd have the place tore from the pieces in a month's time.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, a fine mess you got me into, I'll say that. You've just delayed this whole moving picture industry getting started, that's what you did.
Well, now, Lom, there must be some way of getting the widow Jessup out of there. I know there's bound to be.
Love to know what it is. You go ahead and study it up, I can't.
Well, let's see, there ought to be some way how to get them out. Now, let me see. Smoke them out. I doggy, that's it, Lon. Smoke them out. Just set the place on fire, doggy. You see them are running out of there so fast they won't know which way they're going.
Yeah, they're running out of there.
Sure. Get them out.
Wait a minute, though. You can't do that. That's my house you're burning down there. Then I would be in a fine mix-up. Wouldn't have no house at all then. For goodness sake, you and your big eyes.
I'm just trying to help you. Let's see now what else we can study up there.
Just don't bother, Admiral. I'll do my own studying. It's a sight safer that way.
You might get a crew of them house movers and just move the house on.
Move it?
Yeah, you know, get them to sneak up there later in the night after the winter and all the youngins went to bed and just force the house up on them roller things and take it away and hide it for a couple of days somewhere.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Wouldn't they be surprised when they woke up the next morning and found themselves sleeping there without no house around them?
That's fine. That's a great idea,
isn't it? Yeah, he said I did.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, good for me.
When you move the house, they move right along with it, you know.
Why, sure.
That house ain't just a box that you can lift up off of them. There's a door fastened right in there.
Yeah, that's right, doggy. Well, you could move the house away and then move it back real quick, Lon, so they'd still be in it, wouldn't they?
Well, I don't know.
Doggy, this is a hard problem, you know. I'm afraid that widow Jessup's in there for good, Lon. I can't think of nothing. That is, less than we can find somewhere else for her to move to. Now, we can't do that. But ain't no other place in town that I know of that's empty. except that old Carter house north of town. That's supposed to be haunted. Nobody ever lived in that thing.
No, nobody ever. Wait a minute. I believe you give me an idea.
I did? Well, good for me.
We'll haunt my place. That's what we'll do.
Huh?
We'll scare her out.
Scare her?
We'll start up a rumor that my house is haunted, and then tomorrow night we'll get some bed sheets to where we'll look like ghosts and scare the Widow Jessup 9 ways from Saturday.
Me and you are going to be ghosts?
Yeah. You got some extra bed sheets over at your place we can use, ain't you?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to ask Elizabeth about it.
Well, call her up right now and ask her.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get this thing all did and over with.
All right, I'll call her right now.
The best idea we've had yet.
Of course, I don't know now. She's going to want us run around town here and her good bed sheets over there.
Well, don't tell her what they're for.
Oh, no, I won't. Hello? Elizabeth? This is your man, Abner. Yeah, listen, honey. Have you got a couple of extra bed sheets me and Lum could borrow for just a little while?
Thought we were going on a camping trip or something.
Well, we might be going on a camping trip or something.
No, you need blankets for that.
Well, it's sort of warm now. Well, who'd you loan them to? Oh, well, that's all right. Yeah, call her up and tell her me and Lom will pick them up tomorrow night. Yeah. All right, Mr. Bear. Goodbye. Got them off.
All set, huh?
Yeah, she loaned them out, but it'll be handy for us to pick them up as long as we're going over there anyway.
Sure, sure. Over there? Wait a minute. Who'd she loan them to?
The Widow Jessup.